be with all the brothers and sisters.
各位弟兄姐妹，大家早安。
This morning, the Sabbath worship, we would like to share a topic. The Lord is our banner for mutual encouragement.
今天早上，我想用耶和华尼西作为题目来互相勉励。
After we believe in the Lord, we have to start a journey of faith.
在我们相信主之后，我们必须要开始我们信仰的旅程。
But this is not only a journey.
这并不是一般的旅程。
But this is also a battle.
这其实也是一场征战。
The people of Israelites, after they left Egypt,
在以色列人离开埃及之后
after they crossed the Red Sea,
在他们过了红海之后
officially they start the journey towards the land of Canaan.
他们开始了前往迦南的旅程。
But the Lord wanted to teach them and train them one very important thing.
但是神想要教导他们一件非常重要的事。
In order to get into their final destination, the land of Canaan,
如果你想要进入迦南地那最后的目的地
you have to survive,
你必须要活下来
and you have to win battles.
你必须要赢过这些征战
If you fail, you'll never reach Canaan.
如果你失败了那你就没有办法到达迦南
So in Exodus chapter 17, the Lord teach them about this battle.
所以在出埃及记十七章的这边这主耶稣教导他们这一场征战
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 17.
我们现在翻开出埃及记十七章
Chapter 17, verse 8 to verse 16.
出埃及记十七章八到十七节
The book of Exodus, chapter 17, verse 8.
出埃及记十七章八节
Chapter 17, verse 8.
十七章八节
Please read.
八节，那时亚玛利人来到利非定，和以色列人征战。九节，摩西对约书亚说：“你为我们选出人来，出去和亚玛利人征战。明天我手里要拿着神的杖，站在山顶上。”十节，于是约书亚照着摩西对他所说的话行，和亚玛利人征战。摩西、亚伦和户尔都上了山顶。十一节，摩西何时举手，以色列人就得胜；何时垂手，亚玛利人就得胜。十二节，但摩西的手发沉，他们就搬石头来放在他以下，他就坐在上面，亚伦和户尔扶着他的手，一个在这边，一个在那边，他的手就稳住，直到日落的时候。十三节，约书亚用刀杀了亚玛利王和他的百姓。十四节，耶和华对摩西说：“我要将亚玛利的名号从天下全然涂抹了。”你要将这话写在书上做纪念，又念给约书亚听。十五节，摩西筑了一座坛，名叫耶和华尼西，就是耶和华是我旌旗的意思。十六节，又说耶和华已经起了誓，必世世代代和亚玛利人征战。
This is the first battle that the Israelites experienced in the land of wilderness.
这是以色列人在旷野里遇到的第一场战争。
When they were in Egypt for 300 some years, they never fought a battle.
在他们在埃及地三百多年的时候，他们没有打过任何一场战争。
They were slaves. Their job is to build things and also to do hard labor job.
他们是奴隶，他们只是负责做苦工的。
And when they came out of Egypt, they didn't have any nice weaponry.
当他们离开埃及的时候，并没有带任何的武器。
And they were not even trained.
他们也没有经过训练。
But now they face enemies.
但他们现在遇到了仇敌。
The enemies, the name of these people is called the Amalekites.
他们的敌人在这里，他们名叫亚玛利人。
And verse 8 tells us, at that time the Amalekites came at Rephidim and to fight the Israelites.
所以第八节这里告诉我们，亚玛利人来到利非定来和以色列人征战。
We have to pay attention. It is not Israel to go to start a war with the Amalekites.
所以我们要注意，并不是以色列人跑去找亚玛利人来征战。
But rather is the Amalekites see that after the Israelites crossed the Red Sea and the land of Canaan, they pose a very great threat to them.
而是我们可以看到亚玛利人看到以色列人过了红海之后，对他们来讲是很大的威胁，所以他们就来了。
Decided we have to destroy these people before they
come further. 亚玛利人认为，在他们在更往前的时候，我们就必须先把他们解决了。
So the people of Israel has no choice but have to respond.
所以以色列并没有任何选择，只能迎战。
And that is the setting of the story.
这就是这个故事的开始。
Why did the Bible specially mention about the Amalekites?
为什么圣经要特别提到这亚玛利人呢
？Who are these people？
这亚玛利人是怎么样的人呢
？What do they represent？
他们代表的是什么
？Let's turn to Genesis chapter 36.
我们现在翻开创世纪三十六章。
Genesis chapter 36.
创世纪三十六章。
Verse 12.
三十六章十二节。
Genesis 36 verse 12.
创世纪三十六章十二节，廷娜是以扫儿子以利法的妾，他给以利法生了亚玛利，这是以扫的妻子亚大的子孙。
Here tell us Amalekites actually are the descendants of Esau.
这里告诉我们亚玛利人其实就是以扫的后裔。
Who is Esau?
那以扫是谁呢?
And we know the story.
如果我们知道这个故事,
Esau is one of the firstborn twin son of Isaac.
我们知道以扫就是雅,以扫就是以撒他双胞胎的长子。
Now this Isaac has twins. That one is Esau, one is Jacob.
以扫两个儿子，一个是以扫，一个是雅各。
Esau is the bigger one, is the firstborn.
以扫是长子。
He is supposed to inherit the rights of the firstborn.
以扫应该可以领受那 他应该有的一 些长子的名分。
But he despised the name of the firstborn.
但是他看清了这长子的名分。
He sold the firstborn right to his brother Jacob just for one bowl of soup.
他为了在后来他后悔的痛哭，并没有办法把他娶回来。
So the Bible whenever talks about Esau, it's talk about someone who loved the world.
所以当圣经每次提到以扫，所指的就是那爱世界的人。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 12.
我们现在翻开希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 16.
希伯来书十二章十六节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 16.
希伯来书十二章十六节。十六节，恐怕有淫乱的，有贪恋世俗如以扫的，他因一点食物把自己长子的名分卖了。
17.
十七节，后来想要承受父所祝的福，竟被弃绝，虽然嚎哭切求，却得不着门路，使他父亲的心意回转，这是你们知道的。
So Esau is a very failure example for the people of God, have to remember.
这我们身为神的子民，我们必须要记得以扫是一个失败的例子。
Esau is supposed to be the firstborn.
以扫是长子。
But he gave it up.
但是他把长子名分卖了。
In the future, he had regretted.
在为后来的时候，他后悔。
Why?
为什么他后悔呢?
Because he has so much lust and love of the world in his heart.
因为呢，他心中有太多的这个世界的欲望。
That's why he failed.
所以他失败了。
So we know that Amalekites is the descendant of Esau.
我们知道亚玛利人是以扫的后裔。
They have the same characteristic as their descendant.
他的后裔跟他有一样的特质。
So Amalekites represent the lust and the sinful desire of us.
所以亚玛利人代表就是我们心里的罪恶，心里的私欲。
If we do not overcome the Amalekites,
如果我们没有胜过亚玛利人，
If we do not overcome the spiritual enemies,
如果我们没有胜过我们属灵的敌人，
We will never end in the land of Canaan.
我们就没有办法到达迦南地。
So even though we live in a peaceful world now,
虽然我们现在住在一个相对上和平的世界，
In Canada, there's no war in our country.
在加拿大这国家里现在没有战争。
But every day there could be war.
但是其实每天我们可能都在征战。
Every day there could be war in our heart.
但每天可能我们心里都在征战。
Devil trying to win us, devil trying to kill us spiritually.
因为魔鬼想要来在把我们的灵性杀死。
Through the lust of the world, through the love of the world.
他借着这世界上的私欲，这个世界上的诱惑。
So that's why we have to fight.
所以我们必须要征战。
And win.
而且还要赢这个征战。
First Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书二章
First Peter chapter 2
彼得前书二章
Verse 11
十一节
First Peter chapter 2 verse 11
彼得前书二章十一节亲爱的弟兄啊你们是客旅是寄居的我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲这私欲是与灵魂征战的
Here tells us the lust of the heart is at war with our soul
这里告诉我们 这心里这是肉体的私欲和我们灵魂在征战
If you win this battle
如果我们赢得这个征战
Your faith will grow up.
我们的信心就会成长
At the end, you can inherit the land of promised land.
然后在最后我们就可以得到那应许我们的地
If you lose it,
如果我们失去了它
Too bad you fall on the ground.
我们 就失败了跌倒了
For example, this morning, when we come to Sabbath,
就像今天早上我们来到这里聚会
For some people, they are struggle.
有些人对他们来说可能有征战
For example, you say, oh, should I sleeping in a little bit?
可能有些人会想，我是不是可以睡久一点？
Now once a week, you know, Monday to Friday, I already get up so early.
因为每个星期一到星期五，我都已经要早起了。
Do I still have to come?
我星期六还要这么早来吗？
But you have to remind yourself.
但是我们要提醒自己。
My body want to rest, but my soul want to draw close to God.
我们的身体想要休息，但是我们的心灵想要接近神。
So that's why I have to get up early to come to church.
所以我们必须要早起来到教会。
So this is a battle.
这是一个征战。
When you face the temptation,
当我们面对试探的时候
，Your body tell you just do this, just make yourself happy.
你的身体告诉你讲，就想要过好的，过轻松的。
But your soul tell you no, you shouldn't sin against God.
但是你的灵魂告诉你不行，我们不能得罪神。
So this is a battle.
这是一个征战。
Every day in your heart, there are battle.
每天在我们心里都有征战。
The Amalekites try to come to fight you and destroy you.
因为亚玛利人想要来攻打我们。
But you have to win the battle.
但是我们必须胜过这个征战。
How can we win a battle?
我们怎么能够胜过这个征战?
In chapter 17 of Exodus, tells us a perfect example about how to win a battle.
在出埃及记十七章，这也告诉我们是一个很好的例子，要怎么胜过这样的征战。
It's not just one person win a battle.
并不是一个人就可以胜过一场征战。
But everyone have to work together.
而是每个人都必须要一起同工。
Under the command of God.
在神 的指示之下
and in same heart and overcome the one enemies.
在同心就可以胜过敌人。
In this passage, we can see four kind of hands that are at work.
在这段故事里面，我们看到有四只手。
If you want to win a spiritual battle, you need four kinds of hands.
如果我们想要胜过这个试探这个征战的话，我们必须要拥有这四种手。
So let's see what kind of hands are they.
我们现在看有哪些手。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 17.
我们再看回来出埃及记十七章。
Verse 9.
第九节。
Chapter 17, verse 9 to 10.
出埃及记十七章九到十节。九节，摩西对约书亚说：“你为我们选出人来，出去和亚玛利人征战。明天我手里要拿着耶和华的杖，站在山顶上。”于是约书亚照着摩西对他所说的话行，和亚玛利人征战。摩西、亚伦、户尔都上了山顶。
The first pairs of hands are the hands of Joshua.
我们可以看到，现在第一双手是约书亚的手。
Moses told Joshua.
摩西对约书亚说
：“Tomorrow I'll go up to the mountain of God. I'll go up to the mountain, and you have to choose people to fight the Amalekites.
摩西告诉约书亚，明天我要站在这神的山顶上，而你要为我选出人来征战。
Moses know that in order to fight a battle, he needs soldier.
摩西知道要打一场战争，你必须要有士兵。
And Joshua is a very responsible person.
而约书亚是一个非常负责任的人。
He is one of the leader of the tribes.
他是其中一个支派的领导者。
In the past, he has shown leadership.
在过去他也展现他领导的特质。
And when he called, people will follow.
当他呼召的时候，人家会追随他。
So it's very important to delegate responsibility to him so that he can find soldiers to get ready for tomorrow's battle.
所以非常重要的这个事情就交给了约书亚，所以明天他们才能来征战。
So the hand of Joshua represents the fighting, the physical effort that human beings need to have.
所以约书亚的手代表就是我们实际上放进去的努力的辛劳。
Even though we rely on God,
虽然我们相信靠神
even though we say we pray,
虽然我们说我们都祷告
we say we rely on God's grace,
我们说我们依靠的是神的恩典
but sometimes we should not forget we still have to do our own duty.
但是我们不能忘记我们还是有自己该做的事情
You cannot expect every day just God or just to fight a battle for us where we sit down and do nothing.
我们并不能就想说我们靠神所以每天就坐下来什么事都不用做
you need to move your hand and move your feet.
我们必须要自己动手动脚
This is a very important concept.
这是一个非常重要的观念。
Sometimes we wish good things to happen in our life.
有时候我们希望我们生活中能有好的事情发生。
But we don't want to put in the effort.
但是我们并不想要辛苦工作。
We want our church to grow.
我们想要我们的教会成长。
But do we put in the effort?
但是我们到底有放进我们的辛劳了吗
？You want your family to be better.
我们希望我们的家庭更好。
Do you put into the effort of raising a family in Christ?
那你有努力了吗
？So your effort is your hand.
所以我们的努力就是这双手。
So Joshua have to bring soldier to prepare for tomorrow battle.
所以约书亚还要准备人，选人来为明天的征战准备。
We don't know how God is going to use the soldier.
我们不知道神要怎么用这些人。
We don't even know whether they need to fight or not.
我们也不知道他们到底是不是真的需要征战。
But they have to get ready.
但是他们必须要把自己准备好。
So the question is, are you ready?
所以问题就是我们到底准备好了吗
？If there are challenges in your life today, are you ready for that?
如果我们现在生活中有了困难，有了，我们是不是已经准备好要面对它
？Are you willing to bring our efforts to do our duties？
我们是不是已经准备好要付出辛劳来对抗这个挑战
？For Joshua, his duty is very clear.
对约书来说，他所该做的是非常的清楚。
He just followed Moses.
他只要跟随摩西。
Whatever Moses told him, he just did it.
摩西对他说的话，他照做就对了。
And that is a very good and faithful worker.
那他就是一个非常忠心的仆人。
Everything we do, we have to try our best.
不管我们做什么事，我们都要做到最好。
We have to follow God's will.
我们必须要跟着神的旨意。
And then God will take care of the rest for us.
然后神就会把剩下的事情都做好。
So Joshua is the man of action.
我们这里看到约书亚是一个有实际行动的人。
If we have just talk, plain talk, but no action, just waste of time.
因为如果我们只是讲话，没有实际行动，那就是在浪费时间。
Sometimes we talk much, but our action is little.
有时候我们讲了很多话，可是并没有做事。
Joshua didn't talk much.
这里我们可以看到约书亚没有说很多话。
Moses told him to get ready.
摩西跟他说你去准备。
He just went out and get things ready.
他就去把这些事情准备好。
This is the work, the type of hands that God is want to see in us.
那就是神想要在我们身上所看到的一双手。
Let's turn to John chapter 4.
我们现在翻开约翰福音四章。
John chapter 4, verse 34.
约翰福音四章三十四节。
John chapter 4, verse 34.
约翰福音四章三十四节。三十四节耶稣说我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意做成他的工。
Here, Lord Jesus Christ tell us, what is his food?
这里主耶稣说他的食物是什么呢?
You know, food represents life, lifestyle or living.
我们知道食物代表就是一个人生活的一个形态。
What is Jesus' lifestyle? What is Jesus' living? What is his goal?
那我们可以看到耶稣他的生活的目标是什么?
If you ask everybody, what is the purpose of your life?
如果我们问一个人他活着的目的是什么?
Some may say, I'll just raise a family.
有人可能说我就是想要把我家庭照顾好。
Just earn money.
有人可能说我想要赚更多的钱。
Just get ready for my retirement.
或者是我只是想要准备好退休以后的生活。
But if you ask Lord Jesus, what is his lifestyle? What is his living and food?
但是如果我们问耶稣他生活的目标是什么?
In his life, there's only one objective.
他只有一个目标。
Action.
就是要有行动。
And what is the action?
那是什么行动呢?
Do the will of the Father.
就是做那父的旨意。
And accomplish his will.
做成他的工。
Joshua, he himself has no will.
所以约书亚他自己并没有自己的想法。
He's a soldier.
他是一个士兵。
So, soldier follow commands.
这一个士兵就会听他的长官的话。
Whatever Moses told him, he just go to do it.
摩西告诉他做什么，他就做什么。
So, Joshua's hand is a hands of action.
所以我们看到约书亚的手是一双有行动的手。
Follow the will of the commander.
而且听那长官的话。
So, this is the first thing that we have to do.
这是我们该做的第一件事。
But the second pair of hands is...Very important.
第二双手也非常重要。
Let's turn back to Exodus chapter 17.
我们再翻回出埃及记十七章。
Exodus chapter 17.
出埃及记十七章。
Verse 9.
第九节。九节，摩西对耶稣亚说：“你为我们选出人来，出去和亚玛利人征战。明天我手里要拿着神的杖，站在山顶上。”
Here are the second pairs of hands that we want to mention is the hands of Moses.
我们这里看到第二双手的出现，那就是摩西的手。
Moses said, "Tomorrow I will go up to the mountain."
摩西说，明天我要站在山顶上。
In my hands there will be the staff of God.
在我手里就是神的杖。
Moses know that in order to win this spiritual battle, Joshua going up to fight is not enough.
摩西知道要赢这场战争，如果约书亚出去打战，你还是不够的。
Moses know that I have to go up to the mountain.
摩西知道他必须站在山顶上。
And my hands have to have the staff of God.
他的手必须要握着神的杖。
And he knows that his hand had to hold it up.
他也知道他的手必须要举高。
In the mountain of God.
在神的山上。
As long as he hold up the staff of God,
只要他把杖举高，
he will start to win the battle.
以色列就可以赢过这场征战。
Let's read verse 11.
我们看十一节。十一节，摩西何时举手，以色列人就得胜；何时垂手，亚玛利人就得胜。
This is very interesting.
这里非常有趣。
Even though the battle of fighting are being fought fiercely,
虽然我们看到这场征战非常的热烈，很激烈。
A lot of people in Joshua's eyes and a lot of people in the Amalekite's eyes.
这是双方都有很多的人。
But the result of the battle is not dependent on Joshua's hand.
但是我们可以看到这战争的结果并不是约书亚所可以领导的。
The result of the battle is dependent on Moses' hand who is upholding the staff of God.
我们可以看到决定着征战输赢的是摩西的手。
What does it tell us, brother and sister?
这是告诉我们什么呢?
In your life, you try to do many things.
在我们生活中我们想要做很多的事情。
Yes, you have many plans.
我们有很多计划。
You try to put in a lot of effort.
我们放进很多的辛劳来完成这些计划。
You try to work so hard.
我们工作非常的努力。
You do planning.
我们会计划。
You try to work or try to do business.
然后我们想要可能会做更多的计划来赚更多的钱。
Or you raise up a family.
或者是我们要有计划的培养我们的家庭。
Or you want to do holy work.
或者是我们想要做什么圣工。
You try to help the church.
我们想要帮助教会。
Yes, your hand is very busy.
我们手可能很忙。
But remember one thing.
但是我们要记得一件事。
The eventual victory is not dependent on your hand.
这为一个事情是否能够得胜，并不是我们的手可以决定的。
It depends on another hands. Depends on whether your hands can uphold the staff of God. What does this hand represent? This hand represents prayer. If you really want to put effort in prayer, God will guide your battle and help you to win. And what does this staff represent? Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
我们看哥林多后书十章。
2 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多后书十章,
verse 3.
第三节。
2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 3.
哥林多后书十章三节, 因为我们虽然在血气中行事, 却不凭着血气征战。
Verse 4.
四节, 我们征战的兵器, 本不是属血气的, 乃是在神面前有能力, 可以攻破坚固的营垒。
In order to win a battle in the past, people invent different kind of weapon.
为了要赢过战争的神, 人类就发明了各种战争的兵器。
In the past, people used saw and arrows.
在古代人用剑、用弓箭、用刀剑。
But people also build fortresses.
然后，但是人也会坚固建城堡。
So how can you go into the fortresses?
那我们要怎么攻进城堡？
Even though you have so many soldiers, but if you don't have heavy weapon, you cannot break the wall of the castle.
就算你有很多的士兵，但是如果你没有重兵器，你就没有办法攻进一个堡垒。
So in the past, people invent a lot of weaponry.
所以人类发明了很多的兵器。So
they try to break into the castle.
他们就想办法要攻进一个城堡。
But as technology moving on,
但是我们可以看到因为科技的进步,
after the invention of explosive,
在经过有爆裂物的炸药的发明之后,
you know, any type of fortresses is nothing now.
现在不管是怎么样的堡垒都没有用了。
If you have the missile, the explosive, everywhere can blow up.
如果你有导弹的话, 你什么东西都可以把它炸开。
But here Paul tells us,
那是这里保罗告诉我们,
since we are fighting a spiritual battle,
我们打的是一场属灵的战争,
our enemy is the devil.
我们的敌人是魔鬼。
Devil tried to stop us going to heaven.
魔鬼想要阻挡我们进入天国。
Devil tried to stop us from worshiping God.
魔鬼想要阻挡我们来敬拜神。
Devil tried to stop the holy work in the church.
魔鬼想要阻挡圣工的发展。
Devil tried to stop us from spreading the gospel to our brothers and sisters or friends.
魔鬼想要阻挡我们把福音传给我们旁边的亲朋好友。
But how can you break it through?
那我们要怎么攻破这个障碍?
Not using your own hand physical strength.
并不是用我们自己肉体的血气的力量。
Here verse 4 tells us,
这里第四节告诉我们,
it really depends whether you have power in front of God.
这里说告诉我们所决定的是我们是不是在神面前有能力。
If you have power in front of God,
如果我们在神面前有能力,
you can overcome any obstacle.
我们就可以胜过任何的阻碍。
For example, you see Moses, when he's lifting his hand, he's not only lifting his hands.
所以我们可以看着摩西的例子, 当他举手的时候, 举的并不就是这双手。
He is lifting the staff of God.
他举的还有神的杖。
This very same staff open the Red Sea, separated.
同样这把杖开了红海。
This very same staff performed the 10 plagues in Egypt.
同样这把杖, 降了十灾。
This very same staff showed the people that Moses is sent by God.
这一把杖告诉了以色列百姓他是神所差派来的。
This staff represents the power of God.
这把杖代表的就是神的力量。
Through this staff, they break all the barriers stopping them leave Egypt.
借着这把仗他们攻破所有阻碍他们的障碍。
So brother and sister, what is stopping your life today?
所以弟兄姐妹, 我们今天在我们人生中阻碍我们的是什么?
Sometimes you think you have so many problems that you cannot solve.
有时候你会觉得你有很多的问题你没有办法解决。
You try to ask for expert, you try to ask for help, but you cannot solve your problems.
你可能会想要找一些专家来帮助你, 可是你还是没有办法解决这些问题。
For example, your children growing up, they start to disobedient.
就像假设你的小孩渐渐成长, 开始不听你的话。
You don't know how to deal with it.
你不知道怎么解决这样的问题。
You try to ask expert, but it doesn't help.
你可能会找一些专家来帮助你, 可是他们没有办法带来很多帮助。 那怎么办呢?
You should lift your hands.
我们必须要高举我们的手。
Really start to put effort in prayer.
我们需要放更多的心力在祷告当中。
Only God can break their heart.
因为只有神可以攻进他们的心。
If God break their heart,
如果神在他们心,
God start to move in their spirit.
神就可以在他们的心里面来感动他们。
Their heart becomes soft and they will come back to God.
他们心就会软化, 会回向神。
If you try to preach the gospel,
如果我们想要传福音,
it's not easy. Sometimes you make the appointment, they agree to come.
有时候你可能跟他们约好时间，他们也说好我会来，他们 又不敢相信。
Oh, there are so many obstacles.
有很多的困难。
But how can you overcome?
那我们要如何胜过这些阻碍？
You have to lift up this hand of prayer.
我们必须要高举这祷告的双手。
Lift up this.
把他的门徒送出去传福音。
What did Jesus give them out?
神给他们了什么呢？
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 10.
我们看马太福音十章。
Matthew chapter 10 verse 1.
马太福音十章一节。
Matthew chapter 10 verse 1.
马太福音十章一节，耶稣叫了十二个门徒来，给他们权柄，能赶逐污鬼，并医治各样的病症。
This is the things that Jesus gave the 12 disciples.
这就是耶稣给十二个门徒的东西。
Jesus sent out the disciples, cannot send out them empty-handed.
耶稣差派他们出去，并不能让他们空手出去。
Because preaching the gospel is the most difficult thing in the whole world.
因为传福音是这个世界上最难的事。
Well, it's very difficult to change a person's mind.
因为你很难去改变一个人的想法。
It's not difficult to sell something to a person.
什么
？It's not difficult to sell something to a person.
你如果想要卖东西给别人，可能其实还没那么难。
Right, you just be a good sales. You can talk. You present yourself nice, and you got a good product, and people will buy.
如果你是个口才很好的业务员的话，那可能别人就会买你的东西。
But in order to preach the gospel, it's really not because you are very eloquent.
但是要传福音，并不是能够成功的传福音，并不是因为这个人的口才非常好。
Because this is a spiritual battle.
因为这是一个属灵的战争。
You want to win the heart, therefore also try to prevent you from winning.
因为当你想要赢过一个人的心意的时候，另外还有一方想要阻挡你来赢过这个人的心意。
So Lord Jesus Christ sent the disciple out.
所以这里耶稣差遣十二个门徒。
He must give them the secret weapon.
他必须要给他们这个秘密的武器。
That weapon is the power.
这个武器就是一个权柄。
They can cast out demons and heal the sick.
借着这个权柄，他们就可以赶逐污鬼，医治病症。
And because of this, the gospel spread very fast.
因为这样的关系，福音就传得非常快。
TJC was started in 1917.
真耶稣教会在1917年的时候设立。
If you look at our early history,
我们看我们早期教会的历史。
Our church has no money.
我们早期的教会没有钱。
No educated theologian.
没有受过教育的神学人士。
We also didn't have chapels.
我们也没有很大的会堂。
And the society was very chaotic.
那个时候的社会非常的混
乱。Not by strength or might.
并不是依照这个世界的能力与力量。
But by the power of God.
而是借着神的力量。
The power of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的力量。
So that's why today we are facing the same situation.
那是为什么今天我们其实面对的是一样的情况。
Whatever you want to do.
不管我们想要做什么。
You must remember one thing.
我们必须要记得一件事。
Yes, your hand must work.
我们的手必须要做工。
But if you want to win, it's not because of your hand.
但是如果我们想要赢过征战，并不是借着自己的手而已。
You must lift up your hand of prayer.
我们必须要高举祷告的双手。
Ask for God to give us power.
求神给我们力量。
So that we can win.
所以我们可以胜过这场征战。
So the third pair of hands in this story.
所以我们可以看到这个故事里面第三双手。
Is really the invisible hands.
是一双看不见的手。
Is the hands of God.
就是神的手。
Let's turn back to Exodus chapter 17.
我们现在看翻回出埃及记十七章。
Chapter 17, verse 10.
十七章十节，十节，于是约书亚照着摩西对他所说的话行，和亚玛利人征战。摩西、亚伦和户都上了山顶。
Verse 11.
十一节，摩西何时举手，以色列人就得胜；何时垂手，亚玛利人就得胜。
When Moses lifted up his hand,
当摩西举手的时候
，he discovered one thing.
他发现一件事。
When he lifted up his hand,
他如果他的手举得高
，Israelites are winning.
以色列人就胜利。
If he put down his hand.
如果他的垂手
，The enemies is winning.
他的敌人就得胜。
This is a very, very important phenomenon.
这是一个非常奇特的现象。
If you stand on the ground, you will never realize this.
因为如果你是站在平地上的话，你感觉不出来。
But because Moses went up to the mountain.
但是因为摩西站在山顶
，He looked at things from a spiritual perspective.
他看这个地上的事情，就好像看用一个属灵的眼光。
He looked very far.
他看得很远。
And the is very broad scope.
你可以看到一个非常宽广的一个情况。
So he had a conclusion.
所以他得到一个结论。
The winning of the battle is.Because of the staff is being uplifted.
他发现要胜过这场战争，就手就要举得高。
This is a spiritual perspective.
这是一个属灵的层面。
But sometimes when we work, we forget about the spirit or the spiritual perspective and think of the physical perspective.
但是有时候我们做工的时候，我们忘记属灵的这个层面，只看这个属世的层面。
In the past,
在过去
，I work in, I also pastor other.
会。
And also, people have different ideas of how to develop church work.
那大家都有不一样的意见，要怎么发展教会的圣工。
Some people say how to get new people coming in.
有些人说要怎么带新的人 来教会呢
？Wow, this is very easy.
他说很简单。
We organize some activity.
我们可以发展一些活动。
We hire a coach.
我们可以请一个教练。
And coach 那个 hire coach 旅游班啊。
租一台巴士。
And then bring them to do some sightseeing.
然后我们可以带他们到城市里面逛一逛。
See tulips, see flowers.
可以看一些郁金香，看一些花。
And don't charge them anything.
然后不要跟他们要钱。
We call it Truth Seeker Activity Fellowship. Everybody welcome.
我们可以称这个叫做慕道者的
联谊
旅游。
So by this we can get more people.
那这样的话就有很多人会来。
And in the future they will come to our church.
然后在未来
plan,
听起来好像是一个很好的计划。
Everybody happy. You can go free tourism and then you get people get to know people.
这每个人都会很开心，因为可以有免费的旅游，然后可以认识新的人。
And then we did it.
然后我们就真的做。
So much manpower.
有很多人放进很多的能力。
So much money was spent.
我们也花了很多的钱。
But at the end,
但是在最后
，Did we even get one truth seeker to keep coming to church because of this activity?
我们有因为这，我们有任何一个慕道者因为这个活动来教会吗
？No,
没有。
They only come for the sightseeing.
他们只来参加这个旅游的这个活动。
They are not interested in.Legit listening the truth.
他们对真理没有兴趣。
If you have activity, they will come.
如果你有这种活动的话，他们就会来。
If you don't have activity, they are not interested.
但是如果你没有办活动的话，他就没有兴趣了。
If you want to do activities,
如果你想要办活动
，If you want to use worldly methods,
如果你想要用这个世界的办法
，Other churches are much better than us.
因为其他的教会比我们厉害太多了。
Isn't it? They have Chinese class, cooking class, badminton gym.Basketball court in the church.
他们有中文班，有那个炊事班，有各种其他的活动。
They try to use this method to get people in.
他们想要用这种方法让更多人来。
Become a social activity.
他
Become a social gathering.
那变成了一个社会的一个聚集的活动。
But TJC we don't do this.
但是我们真耶稣教会不做这种事情。
TJC we want to attract people is by the Spirit of God.
我们真耶稣教会想要吸引人是用我们圣灵的力量。
Is by the truth of God.
借着真理。
If you receive the Spirit, you can kneel down to pray half an hour, no problem.
因为如果我们领受圣灵，就可以跪下来祷告半小时，一点问题也没有。
So we attract people not by human ways.
我们吸引人的并不是借这个世界的方法。
But how can we bring people in?
但是我们怎么带人来呢
？If you can gather the whole church.
如果我们可以聚集教会的力量
，start to pray，
一起祷告
，God will start to work.
神就会开始动工。
There's another worker when I met in the U.S. told me.
在我曾经在美国遇到一个同工。
I asked him how come your church develops so fast.
我就问他为什么你的教会发展这么快速。
So many truth seekers.
有好多的慕道朋友。
It's very easy.
他说很简单。
You get all the church board, all the church council.
你如果你就叫所有的负责人。
Encourage them.Come to the early morning prayer on Sabbath.
你跟他说，你所有的负责人在安息日早上要提早来祷告。
All the CC member minister attend the prayer session.
所以所有的负责人长职都来参加这个早上的祷告。
If you can get them to come,
如果你可以让他们都来
，member will follow examples.
那这信徒就会跟着这样的好的榜样。
If they all pray in the morning prayer,
如果所有人都在早上祷告
，Holy Spirit started to move.
圣灵就会开始动工。
And then you see after 3 months, 6 months.Things will be different.
你就看见三个月、六个月后，事情就开始改变。
Member will start to follow the example. Come early to pray.
信徒就会跟着这些好的榜样开始提早来祷告。
And the prayer and the church pray more together.
然后教会同心一起祷告更多。
You see, truth seekers just to come continuously.
你就会发现慕道朋友一个接着一个来。
Truth seekers start to apply to get baptized.
这些慕道朋友也会申请要接受洗礼。
The church become very united.
这教会就会非常的同心。
People throw away their own opinion, but start to one objective for God.
人就会把自己的意见抛开，就开始为神一心的做工。
Because when everybody live up the power of God,
因为当每个人高举神的力量
，we'll win a battle.
我们就会胜过这个战争。
This is the oldest way, simplest way.
这是最简单最有效的方法。
But are you willing to do this?
但是我们准备好要这么做了吗？
But nowadays people raise hand not because of the uphold the power of God.
我们现在看到很多人举手举的并不是要举神的力量。
Some people raise hand and say, I have opinion, I want to say something.
很多人举手是说我有我自己的意见，我要讲话。
He also said, yes, I want to say something. I have different opinion.
然后另外一个人说我也要讲话，我跟他意见不一样。
If you raise hand, you are not uplifting the power of God, it's useless.
当你举手举的不是神的力量，一点用也没有。
When you raise hand, you must raise up the power of God.
当我们举手的时候，必须高举神的力量。
The staff of God.
就是神的杖。
You tell God, I can do nothing, O Lord.
你跟神说，我自己做不了什么。
I'm useless.
我自己一点是无用的仆人。
I must rely on your power.
我必须要靠着你的力量。
And the church will revive.
那教会就会复兴。
Your family will revive.
我们的家庭会复兴。
Your personal life will revive.
我们个人的生活也会复兴。
If you uplift the hands of God, uplift the staff of God,
如果我们高举神的杖，
God's hand will start to work for you.
神的手就会动工。
As simple as that.
就这么简单。
The four pairs of hands.
第四双手。
Let's turn to Sam chapter 17 verse 12.
我们再看回来出埃及记17章12节。
Chapter 17 verse 12.
17章12节，但摩西的手发沉，他们就搬石头来放在他以下，他就坐在上面，亚伦和户珥扶着他的手，一个在这边，一个在那边，他的手就稳住，直到日落的时候。
The four pairs of hands are the hands of Aaron and Hur.
在这第四双手在这里告诉我们，就是亚伦和户珥的手。
Moses, when he went up to the mountain, he didn't forget to bring two co-workers with him.
当摩西上山的时候，他没有忘记要带他的同工一起去。
Why?
为什么呢？
Moses knew that he was only a human being.
摩西知道他自己只是一个凡人。
He can get tired.
他可能会累。
And he needs support.
他需要有人来帮助他。
So he tell Aaron and Hur and come with him.
所以他说，他告诉亚伦跟户珥跟他一起上山。
Throughout the process, Aaron and Hur didn't say a word, didn't play a very important role.
在这整个过程当中，亚伦跟户珥并没有说话。
Only until Moses' hand get tired.
只有在摩西的手累的时候。
You know, Moses is an old man already.
这个时候摩西已经是个老人了。
He's more than 80 years old.
这个时候他已经比80岁还年长。几分钟你就会觉得很累。
When you go home tonight, you can try. How long can you hold?
我们今天回家，我们可以自己试看看，我们手可以举多久。
Bring your broom and bring something heavy.Just hold it up.
可以看拿个扫把还是拖把举，看可以举多久。
How many minutes can you hold it?
我们可以自己计算一下，可以举几分
钟。If you hold for 15 minutes, you're already very very tough, unless you're trained.
如果你可以举15分钟不累的话，那你已经非常厉害了。
Most people 5 minutes already our hand get numb.
大部分的人5分钟之后手大概就很麻。
So Moses is an old man, of course he get weak.
这个时候我们知道摩西他是个老人，当然他的手会很累。
So his hand will fall down.
所以他的手就开始发沉。
But now.His assistants, his co-workers start to do something.
这个时候你就可以看到他的助手来帮助他。
First, these two co-workers bring a stone for Moses to sit on it.
这首先我们可以看到这两个人他带了一个石头给摩西坐下来。
We don't know why Moses didn't know he should sit on it, but maybe he forgot.
我们不知道为什么摩西一开始没有不是坐着。
He thought he must stand.
可能他觉得我站着看得比较清楚。
But actually, it's not because of sit or stand, but rather it's the key point is the hand.
然后我们可以看到，其实重点不是站着还是坐着，重点是在手是不是有高举。
So they bring the stone for Moses to sit, so that save Moses some energy.
所以他们就帮摩西搬这个石头来，让他坐着可以省一点力气。
This really tells us that energy must be reserved.To be put in the most crucial part.
这也告诉我们，我们的力气必须要节省的使用，用在最有用的地方。
Don't waste your energy.
我们不可以浪费我们的力气。
So Moses sit down.
所以摩西坐下来。
And then Aaron and Hur hold Moses' hand on one side, on the other side.
这个时候，亚伦和户珥一人一边就扶着摩西的手。
And Moses uphold his hand until the day under the sunset.
所以摩西就可以举着他的手直到日落的时候。
And Israelites.Keep winning until sunset.
以色列人征战就一直得胜，直到日落的时候。
So these four pairs of hands are the hands of co-workers.
我们可以看到，这第四双手就是同工的手。
This is very important.
是非常重要。
If Aaron and Hur were not there holding up the hand of Moses,
如果亚伦和户珥没有在那里扶着摩西的手
，Even Moses tried to hold the hand the whole day, he cannot maintain it.
就算摩西尝试着想要手一直举高，我们知道他没有办法。
And then he would just put it down.
然后可能就发沉，就掉下来了。
And every time Moses put it down, Joshua withdraw and being beaten.
每次手只要一放下来，约书亚就会呈现败绩，就会开始往后退。
No, this process will be back and go, just like a seesaw, right?
我们就看到这就很像一个跷跷板，来来回回。
If you keep on being limited on the progress, that means no progress.
如果你在你的进度上一直这样往前进后退的，你就知道其实你根本没有什么进度。
Sometimes when we do things,
有时候我们做事
，why we lack progress?
我们为什么要进度
？Why we lack progress?
为什么没有进度
？We move two steps.
我们可能往前两步
，and go back two step，
又往后退两步
，move three step，
往前三步
，back three step，
又往后退三步。
That means we are not breaking through。
我们这样来来回回，并没有突破。
You know, this is very tiring。
这是一个非常疲劳的一个过程。
Can you imagine how frustrated you'll be, Joshua？
那我们可以想象，如果我们是约书亚。
You start to win, but suddenly, the other side win, and then you win again, and then the other side win.
可能你原本的时候你是来得胜的样子，但是后来好像对方又开始又赢过来了这样子。
At this time, you need someone to support you.
这个时候你就需要有人来协助你。
Even Moses, he needs somebody to support him.
就像是摩西也需要有人来协助他。
Hold his hand tight.
来帮他高举双手。
How much more, everybody, brother and sister?
所以多还要多少呢，弟兄姐妹们
？Do you think you're very strong？
我们觉得我们自己很强壮吗
？No, actually we are not strong。
其实我们并不是非常强壮。
We are made of flesh and blood。
我们是有肉体的。
We'll get tired。
我们会感到疲劳。
We get frustrated。
我们会感到很烦躁。
We get disappointed。
我们会感到失望。
We can feel lonely。
我们可能会感到孤单。
Sometimes we feel like giving up。
有时候我们可能会觉得很绝望，想要放弃。
There's no way out.
我们觉得没有路可以走了。
But at that time, if somebody just come at your side,
但是如果那个时候有人来到你的旁边
，pat your shoulder,
就可能拍拍你的肩膀
，don't worry,
跟你说不用担心
，I'm with you,
我跟你在一起
，I'll pray for you,
我会为你祷告。
This is called a prayer group.
这就是一个祷告的团体。
If there's a prayer group, the power will be out.
如果有这个祷告的团体的话，那这力量就会很大。
This time we went to NATS in Vancouver.
这次我们参加温哥华的成人神训班。
During the whole week,
在整个过礼拜
，all the participants are spiritually uplifted.
所有的参加人员，他们的属灵的程度都得到很大的成长。
Why?
为什么呢
？Not because only they hear the word.
并不是因为他们听了主神的道
But because we separate them into groups.
而是因为我们把他们分到各个小组
And the groups they eat together, they discuss together.
每个小组一起吃饭一起讨论
And they also find time to pray together.
他们也找时间一起祷告
And fast and pray together.
一起禁食祷告
After 1 week.
在一个星期之后
They feel so close to each other.
他们感到他们之间的关系非常的亲密
They even agree when we get home.
他们甚至还互相的答应说
，We'll continue to use the line or WhatsApp or whatever to keep in touch. So if you need prayer, you tell us, we pray for you.
那回家之后，他们会用各种通讯的软体来，如果有对方需要什么帮助，他们会互相为对方祷告。
If you feel weak, you know somebody is praying for you.
你如果觉得软弱的时候，你知道有人在为你祷告
，You'll be strong again.
你就会又开始坚强起来。
So this is very important pairs of hands.
这是征战。
So we have to be this hand.
我们必须要成为这双手
，help others，
帮助别人。
And also tell others when you need help，
也告诉别人当你需要帮助的时候。
Some people they don't want to tell people they need prayer。
有时候有些人他不喜欢跟别人说他需要他别人代祷。
Why？
为什么呢
？Face。
他觉得没有面子。
No， tell people you are weak， you don't feel good。
如果你跟别人说你感觉很软弱，如果你觉得这感觉不是太好。
Tell people you have problem， don't feel good。
你跟别人说你现在有什么问题，感觉是不是很好
I just pray for myself. This is okay.、Right?
你可能会觉得我自己祷告就好了。
I don't want to tell people I'm sick.
我不想跟别人说我生病了。
I don't want to tell people I have family problems.
我不想跟别人说我家庭的问题。
But if you don't tell people, you have to bear all yourself.
但是如果你不跟别人说的话，你就必须自己承担这个重担。
It's not easy. It's not easy.
自己背重担并不简单。
We are one family.
我们都是一个家庭。
Sometimes not that you have to tell everybody.
并不是说你要跟每个人都讲一遍。
But at least you can tell somebody you can trust.
但是你可以跟你信任的人说。
You know you can tell somebody who pray a lot.
你可以告诉那些很喜欢祷告的人说。
So that they can pray for you.
他们就会为你祷告。
But not only helping by prayer.
但并不是祷告的帮助而已。
We have to help others in serving God together.
我们要帮助别人一起来为神做工。
You know our church is getting so big now.
我们知道我们现在教会成长已经很成长得很大。
There's so many works.
我们现在看到很多圣工。
And we are so few people in the workers.
那我们可以看到做工人其实不多。
It's not easy to serve in the church.
因为在教会里面侍奉不简单。
So as a member, you should always ask.
所以身为一个信徒，我们必须要问自己。
Is there anything I can help?
是不是还有什么我可以做的部分
？Don't wait for others to ask you. Hey, can you do this? Can you do that?
我们不应该等别人来问我们说你是不是可以帮忙这个圣工。
If you need me to help, you can always ask. Is there anything I can do?
你可以问别人说是不是有我可以帮助的地方。
If you do this, you are just like these helping hands.
如果你这样做的话，就好像这双帮助别人的手。
And the workers in the church will feel so happy to hear people offering help.
那我们是在教会做工，会非常高兴听到有人这样子。
So these four pairs of hands,
这是四双手
make the Israelites continue to win until the sunset.
这四双手让以色列人在日落的时候得胜。
Verse 15.
第十五节。十五节，摩西筑了一座坛，起名叫耶和华尼西。十六节又说，耶和华已经起了誓，必世世代代和亚玛利人征战。
Moses built an altar, naming the Lord as my banner.
这里摩西筑了一座坛，起名叫耶和华尼西，就是耶和华是我旌旗的意思。
When you fight a war, you need a banner.
因为这我们打仗必须要有旌旗。
You need who you fighting for.
我们必须要知道我们是为谁来征战。
Where is the commander to follow?
我们要知道到底是要跟随谁来打这场征战。
This banner is the Lord.
这个耶和华就是我的旌旗。
Our life, we are fighting a spiritual battle.
我们在我们生活上，我们打一场属灵的战争。
We're fighting it for the Lord.
我们是为神来征战。
For our own survival.
为我们自己的生存来征战。
We have to rely on the Lord.
我们必须要依靠神。
Four pairs of hands.
四双手。
Hands of Joshua.
约书亚的手。
Effort.
做工的手
，action，
行动的手
，obedience，
遵从的手
，acts are the hands of Moses，
然后还有摩西的手
，prayer， hands of prayer，
祷告的手
，lifting up God's power，
高举神的力量
，the invisible hands，
那双看不见的手
，the hands of God，
神的手
，the key part of winning the battle，
这就是得胜的关键
，the hands of Aaron and Hur，
然后还有亚伦和户珥的手
，the hands of support。
帮助的手。
Be there when you need them.
他们在你需要的时候会在那里。
Let's sing him.
我们唱诗。
168.
168首。